Attorney General Curtis Hill announced earlier this month that his office is appealing a district court's order that granted Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky's preliminary injunction, allowing minors the option to choose abortion without parental consent. In a statement, Hill said, quote, "Under this injunction, it's easier for a 14-year-old to get an abortion than to get a tattoo," unquote. Hill further stated that he found it ironic the same people who suggest the adolescent brain isn't fully developed until the age of 25 would also suggest a minor has the mental capacity to choose abortion, a procedure he describes as both emotionally and physically overwhelming. Ken Falk, legal director for Planned Parenthood, defended the district court's decision to grant the preliminary injunction.
A losing party always has the right to appeal an adverse decision. So I'm not going to criticize the state for appealing. However, we believe that the district court's decision is correct, and we are hopeful and optimistic that the Court of Appeals will agree.
Falk also commented on Indiana's abortion laws.
Well, we have a number of challenges against Indiana's abortion laws, ones passed last year and that passed this year. In addition to this case, the state has appealed a preliminary injunction that was entered against it last year concerning the requirement that women obtain ultrasounds at least 18 hours before their abortion. We also won a preliminary injunction last year challenging Indiana's laws that would have prohibited women from obtaining abortions for specified reasons. The state did not appeal, but that case is now pending before the court awaiting a final ruling on a request for judgment.
The Attorney General said the decision to appeal against Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky's preliminary injunction was made to help Hoosier parents defend their right to know what is going on with their teenage child's life. Don Johnson, a professor at Indiana University's Maurer School of Law, offered her insights on the legal battle between the state and Planned Parenthood.
So this is quite a complicated area of law because Indiana already had a law requiring an underage minor, even a 17-year-old, to get parental consent before having an abortion. That was already the law. And then the state legislature passed additional restrictions on top of that. So what is at issue is in situations where the minor, the young woman, feels she cannot consult her parents and get their permission. This is in like less than 5% of the cases, according to one study the court talked about. The law allows the young woman to go to court and get a court order saying she's mature enough to make her own decision. The Supreme Court has said there needs to be that outlet for young women who cannot get their parents' consent in situations of abuse, parental abuse, neglect, situations where the minor fears for her safety, extreme conditions like that. So we're talking about that small percentage of cases. The new law would have said, even where the judge says the minor, the young woman's mature enough to make her own decision, that the judge in some cases has to tell her parents that she got the court order. And so that is what Planned Parenthood challenged.
Under a provision of law, a minor may obtain an abortion without parental consent by securing a court order stating she is mature enough to make her own decision or that an abortion is in her best interest.
So you have to remember, this is a very small number of cases. The court cited over 95% of the cases, young women get their parents' consent. This is the very small number where they feel they can't, and they go through the onerous obstacle of actually getting to court and getting the court to analyze the situation. They present their situation to a judge. Very intimidating for a young woman to do this. They go through all that and establish to the judge's satisfaction, which is very intrusive of the young woman's privacy as it is, that an abortion is in her best interest or she's mature enough to make her own decision. The judge orders that. Supreme Court has suggested that's the end of it. That's all the hoops you can require the young woman to jump through. But this new law added additional barriers where the judge had to make additional findings before she could proceed. And she risked the judge in those situations of abuse and neglect telling the parents.
Johnson, who has been part of the U.S. Justice Department and served as acting assistant attorney general from 1997 to 1998, cited situations in which parental consent may not be the best option.
But we have to remember that not every family is the ideal family. You know, we're talking about families that are not functioning well. And in recent years, child abuse and neglect proceedings have increased dramatically. Like here in Bloomington, there's been a big increase in the need for CASA advocates for children, tripled in recent years, and in part because of the drug abuse epidemic we're suffering. So we have to remember that these are the kinds of circumstances we're talking about young women being in. You know, it's that minority of cases where requiring notification and parental consent, which we do already without any outlet, is just going to be devastating in those kinds of families for many young women.
Johnson explains why states such as New York, Connecticut, Oregon, Washington, and Vermont, among others, do not require parental consent for abortion.
So a number of states have said we're not going to get in the business of interfering with parental child communications, because we recognize every family has its own challenges, and the best thing we can do is be supportive of healthy families in other ways.
Attorney General Hill, on the other hand, stated that the injunction is an attempt to make the courts the legal guardian for the minor instead of her parents. According to Hill, the injunction gives judges the option to not notify the parents, and according to Hill, the minors would then go through the process of abortion without the support and guidance needed. Johnson explains the impact of the court's order on Indiana.
Well, this law, the judge said, if it's enforced, would be the most onerous in the country. To put on top of a parental consent requirement this additional parental notification of the judicial bypass proceedings is not enforced in any state, and I believe is clearly unconstitutional. Now, the Supreme Court, unfortunately, has been moving to the ideological right and becoming more anti-women's rights and less protective of reproductive rights. And so, especially with the latest confirmation of Judge Gorsuch by Donald Trump, his nominee, instead of President Obama's, the court has, how the rule is not entirely certain, but under the Supreme Court's precedent, this law is clearly unconstitutional. And I'm hopeful that it will be invalidated at every level, because if it's enforced, it would be the worst in the country.
Arjun Balasandram brought us this report. For WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.